Over 80% of computer users complain of eye strain while using their PC. But even if you spend long hours staring at the screen, there are ways to protect your eyes. And according to Martin Sussman from the Cambridge Institute for Better Vision, there are 9 fundamental ways to ensure your eyes are looked after.
One of those fundamentals in regards to the eyes is to make sure that you're positioned correctly in the with the computer. Many people have the computer screen up above or way down below, but actually the way that it should work is that if you're looking straight ahead, your line of sight should be slightly above the top of the computer screen, so that when you're looking at the screen, you're looking just at a little bit of a downward angle. So that setup or that adaption is one thing that's important that by itself will help to eliminate or reduce some amount of eye strain.
And how much problems do the eyes have from all that kind of glare and bright light that comes off a computer screen?
Right. Well, glare is another one. Eliminating or reducing glare is an important one, because what happens, and you can know this when you look at a computer before you turn it on, you can see all kinds of reflections in there. Well, when then you turn the screen on and you're looking at the screen, actually what's happening unconsciously is that those images of glare and reflection are competing, so that your eyes are trying to focus on them at the same time that they're trying to focus on the words on the screen, and that causes a strain with the eyes. So one of those 9 fundamentals is to eliminate or reduce glare. Generally speaking, people who work at computers need to have much, much less light in the room than if you were reading or doing desk work, and that's because obviously light comes off the computer screen. The first thing to do to eliminate glare is to turn the screen off, turn off all the lights that are causing those reflections, and then boot up the computer.
What other simple things can I do which might save my eyes in the future?
Yeah, one of the things is to remember to take what we call short vision breaks. One of the things that they've studied is that when somebody is concentrating on the computer screen, they tend to breathe less, blink less, and block out their peripheral vision. So they get tunnel vision right onto the screen. All those 3 signs are signs of stress and concentration problems. That's why some people find after an hour of working at the computer, they've just got to get up and get away, because they're losing their ability to concentrate. Their eyes might feel fine, but they can't concentrate anymore. And that kind of problem is one that is helped by just remembering to take short vision breaks. Short vision breaks are to just look up, look away from the screen across the room, and then come back and look at the screen, and to shift your focus in and out from far to near just 3 or 4 or 5 times. And the more often you do that, the more relaxed your eyes will be.
And what sort of changes do you think you might see if you were to do this regularly while you're sitting at your PC?
Well, you would be able, first of all, to reduce or eliminate eye strain. You'd be able to concentrate for longer periods of time. And you'd find that when you were finished working at the computer, you would not feel as drained as you might feel otherwise.
Are these things that you can start at any point, or if you've been working on a PC for 10, 15 years, well, it's too late?
No, it doesn't matter. You can pick them up and start them at any point. The other thing is that many people find that they're working at a computer and they have to get glasses where they never needed glasses before, or they're needing stronger and stronger ones. So in the book, Total Health at the Computer, we cover the issues revolving around what glasses to use, how to use them, and how to keep your eyes sharp so that you don't get into them if you don't really need to.
And can you actually do these exercises then to get rid of your glasses ultimately, even when you're using the PC?
That is possible. In fact, what we most recommend, though, is that you use the proper kind of glasses when you're working at a PC. People who are short-sighted, for example, may find that those glasses, unconsciously, they may not know it, but those glasses are too strong, because they're really designed to see things across the room, across the street. And if you're using them at the computer screen, your eyes have to work twice as hard to get the screen to come into focus.
And is there an optimum number of hours that we should spend behind a computer and no more?
Not really. The key is how you use your body and how you use your eyes when you're at the screen. Using a computer puts demands. I mean, we would think it'd be the easiest thing in the world to do. All we're doing is sitting there and just wiggling our fingers and looking at something with our eyes. But we all know that it drains us and puts tension in our body in a different way than that. I make a difference between concentrating with tension and concentrating with attention. And so if you learn how to concentrate with attention, you're much more productive, much more effective, and you don't have to suffer as much side effects as other people might.
That's Martin Sussman.
Interviews from Passion for the Planet.
Copyright Passion for the Planet.
Listen to more interviews online.
Hear health, environment, lifestyle, personal growth, and business experts when it suits you. This service is free. Register now at passionfortheplanet.com.
Find out more at passionfortheplanet.com.